everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander on the other side of the glass. Ed and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show and hope you're having a great day. It is Tuesday, October the 21st, 2014. We are broadcasting live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And we're live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And of course, we have our podcasts and our complete show archive available anytime by going on to my website, buckmastershow.com. During the hour today, full of content as usual, we'll get things going with our contributor in the nation's capital, Terry Bracey. The subject will be so-called dark money. At about 20 past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman walks into the studio with a big smile on his face, and not that he's not always a friendly, happy guy, but he's always happier when the Dow is swinging to the north side, right? 30 past the hour, we continue with our candidate series. Today, State Representative Victoria Steele will be in the spotlight, and then we'll wrap up the show with Tucson Weekly Arts Editor Margaret Regan. Margaret has our Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater, and we invite you to join in the conversation anytime during the hour on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. 790-2040. Our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Terry Bracey is our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. He has enjoyed a long and distinguished career that began as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's a senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents, among other very important clients, the city of Tucson and the Central Arizona Project in Washington. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing just fine. Want to welcome Ed to the show.
Uh-huh.
Miss Rose, but glad Ed's there.
Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, yeah, Ed is doing so far a fantastic job for us. And, of course, Ed is a Golden Mike Award winner. So he's a Hall of Fame broadcaster. So we love having Ed here. And, of course, Rose is now over at UA Press, where she's doing all of the publicity for the University of Arizona Press. Hey, it's a great time to be a Wildcat fan, both basketball and football. Top two or three places for the basketball team in kind of the preseason, and then football number 15. So can't beat that.
It's amazing. I mean, fans from all over the country, including those back here, are gathering around our TV sets and watching. And you know, the football team has been a complete surprise to us this year because everybody watches U of A basketball. It's renowned. But I think I read in the Star that for the Red-Blue game that they filled McHale.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's amazing. It's going to be hard to get a ticket this year.
It is.
I have to get my bid in early.
Yeah, it will be hard to get a ticket, and football stadium has been filling up as well. So very good news on that front. I saw you co-edited a op-ed piece in the Arizona Daily Star. The subject, again, our out-of-whack political system when it comes to these huge and anonymous contributions of the so-called dark money. But it is not really anything that new. Is that correct?
Well, no, it isn't, Bill. It's probably as bad as it gets at this point in the cycle of corruption. But throughout American history, we've gone through these cycles where you had unlimited this kind of Wild West political system, which was basically owned and operated by anybody who had a lot of money, and then followed by periods of real reform, which gets it more back to what the public wants. You can go back. In fact, you think about Teddy Roosevelt and his whole career and the time that he came into office, which was the turn of the last century, very much like this. You had, at that time, the railroads and the banks and the mines all developing the West and very much in control of their state delegations. There were very few limits on anything. And you had a tremendous problem with crony capitalism and a political system that was really pretty much controlled by these folks, and that led Roosevelt and a whole progressive movement to start legislating against this, and they ultimately ended up with the Corrupt Practices Act, which was originally passed in 1910 and then rewritten and updated in 1925, and it put for the first time limits on campaign contributions and reporting requirements, and tried for the first time in modern times to really regulate the election system. The weakness of that one, Bill, was that it didn't leave behind a regulatory body to do it. It counted on the Congress to act, and the Congress frequently didn't. But still, until Mo Udall and John Anderson and a few other leaders in the Congress during the Watergate era put in the Campaign Reform Acts of 1971 and 1973, actually the Corrupt Practices Act of 1925 was the controlling mechanism.
I believe that you, when you were associated with Congressman Udall, you were involved in shaping some of those campaign reform laws, weren't you, in the early 70s?
Well, I was. It was one of the many benefits of working for such a critically important guy as Mo Udall that I got to be his legislative assistant and I got to work on the technical aspects of the law, which was a great thing for a young guy in his 20s. It was just wonderful. But the real story here was that you had a second spate of this corruption in the Watergate era that came out. All the money in the White House safe, et cetera, led to another era of outrage, which led to the public financing system, which featured the dollar checkoff and matching funds in primary campaigns. And what people forget is that we had two very clean elections. One elected a Democrat, Jimmy Carter, the next a Republican, Ronald Reagan. And those were very clean elections. They were publicly funded. You didn't have any of these wild PACs. You didn't have any of these huge corporate contributions or union contributions. It was really a straight-up election, and the public said, in one case, we'll take a Democrat, in another case, we're going to go Republican.
Terry Bracey with us on the Buckmaster Show. Time is flying here, and I do want to talk a little bit about how do we get back to those clean elections. The public seems to be just sick and tired of the so-called dark money and the negative advertising. Is it even possible, Terry?
Well, you know, yes, it is. We've done it before, and this generation can do it again. Really, if you think about it, the quickest way to do it, it would be to get a great advocate like John McCain, McCain-Feingold, to pass another law and have one vote change in the United States Senate. Yeah, that's all you need. It was a 5-4 decision in the Senate that undermined the whole system with the Citizens United case in 2010 and really knocked out the McCain-Feingold reform. So one vote on the Supreme Court. Or secondly, and more problematically, but still can be done, we could have a constitutional amendment restoring the provisions of McCain-Feingold, the 1971-73 acts, before the court started picking it apart. And people say, you know, this is impossible. Well, I'll give you 27 examples of why it's not. We have 27 amendments to the Constitution. And when you think about it, Bill, when you think about a massive reform, in a constitutional amendment, we have several examples. For example, the 17th Amendment, which literally changed the whole composition of Congress. People got sick and tired of senators being appointed by the railroads or working for the banks and instead demanded a direct election. And it would pass. It passed. Took a number of years, but it passed. And guess what state was the second to ratify it? state of Arizona.
Arizona. So, Terry, you think it's going to take some kind of a major political scandal like Watergate to kind of to get this new generation to reform once again the election process?
Well, can't you see the clouds kind of forming, Bill? I mean, you've got so much money out there, and with money comes corruption.
That's Hello? True.
I thought I'd lost you. With money comes corruption, and I would imagine, Bill, out of the next in the next 6 months, we'll have various prosecutions coming out of this election. Who knows what's going on? There are billions of dollars being spent by sources in the United States and outside the United States to affect these elections.
Hey, Terry, a quick question about negative advertising. Obviously, there's so much of it, somebody thinks it must work.
Well, you know, it's the old principle that a lie goes around the world in 15 minutes, and the truth takes, several years. But the political pros say that notwithstanding the public's disgust with these ads and so on, that they work. And I suppose they do work, but, you know, campaigns change. People get used to things, and they change their minds about what's effective and what's not. I hear at the ground level more in our area here, more comments about how much people detest candidates who put on these ads. Basically libelous stuff that goes on.
Yeah, indeed.
You know, and these are not, you know, really the politicians themselves hate to do this.
Yeah.
These are the, quote, campaign experts, the people who are making a ton of money off this.
Yeah, they make a lot of money.
Who advise them, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Mm.
And, unfortunately, they go along with it. And as a result of that, the winners arrive in Congress, they hate each other.
Yeah. Terry,
and they're just completely dysfunctional.
All right, Terry Bracey, thank you very much. You're going to have to run. You can read Terry's op-ed. It's still online in the Arizona Daily Star about dark money from Sunday's paper. Terry, thanks. Have a great week.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
All right. Bye. Be right back with Shelley Fishman with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Can we just talk? I want to talk to you about cockroaches. Yes, cockroaches. And their buddy, the scorpions. You know, if there's something that drives me up the wall, it's a cockroach. And it's not something people talk about. But we didn't just talk about it, we did something about it. We called Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Oh, Toto, we've just got to get home. Oh, no, not the car. What now?
If I had had a brain, I would have taken the car to Perfection Auto Works.
Now my heart's breaking because I didn't take the car to Perfection Auto Works.
Gee, Dorothy, I should have had the courage to tell you to take the car to Perfection Auto Works for their free 26-point inspection.
Aw, nut.
No more excuses. You will take your car to Perfection Auto Works. Then you can go home.
Now click your heels 3 times and you will arrive at Perfection Auto Works.
Call Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no...
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And the man we recommend for financial advice, Shelly Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelly, how are you? How's your week going so far?
The week is going great, Bill. We seem to be, you know, well underway on that slow slog, as I call it.
Yeah, the slow back slog from the correction. Back. Yeah, and the correction went down about 12 to 1,300 points. So
7 or 8%. I'm not sure I want to count the very top.
Right.
But from where the market kind of stabilized over 17,000. We're down, you know, about 8%. So technically speaking, it's not a correction. But between you and me, we can call it that.
You have to look at this, though, from a fundamentals point of view. And there are a couple of fundamentals that we need to keep in mind during these kind of big downturns.
Absolutely. And you and I have talked about this from time to time, actually more often than that. But we have had a tremendous rise in the market over the past 6 years. And, you know, with one or two bumps in the road, but still the climb back from, and again, I don't want to go to the very, very lowest day in March of 2009, but if you take a look at the market that was at 12,000, came down to about 9,000, actually it came lower than that, but let's say 9,000, and now has almost doubled.
Mm-hmm.
In a six-year period of time. That's an awful lot of volatility. It's an awful lot of movement of stock. Some of it was just recovering what was lost. But over the past few years now, we are beginning to see markets reacting to corporate results. We're seeing corporations do what they normally do during recessionary periods, which is get leaner and meaner. What they try to do is squeeze every last ounce of productivity out of every one of their resources, and one of their resources is people. So what we've seen during this climb in the market is that wages are stagnant, essentially. In fact, they're you know, at or below inflation, not at the very top, but in the middle. And so what we're seeing is corporations are able to you know, demonstrate very good quarter over quarter results, and that drives stock prices up. Now, last year we had an almost 30% rise, or maybe it was a little bit more than that, depending upon which index you take a look at, in equity markets, with about a 2.25% growth in GD, growth in a gross domestic product. Now, what I said at the time was that disconnect is far greater than you can maintain for any length of time. This year, we were, you know, close to a 9 or 10% increase before we had this pullback on a GDC that is going to be for the year again in that 2 to 2.5% range. You can't keep doing that, Bill, because if the growth in domestic product isn't rising, then that means that people don't have money to spend. And if people don't have money to spend, the corporations that report, and, you know, and let's say the Dow Jones, those 30 corporations, can only squeeze and get more efficient for so long, and then it can only come from higher sales. And higher sales typically mean more investment, more factories, et cetera, et cetera. So what's worrying me about this market right now is that it is continuing to normalize, that it is continuing to become more and more sensitive to the fundamentals of our economic system. And so while I think we're going to end up this year, you know, in the 6 to 10% range, I begin to worry longer term that if we don't fix taxes, if we don't fix wages, if we don't do even more to get the middle class spending and able to spend, that this economy is going to do kind of what Europe is doing right now, which is, and what Japan did in the 90s, which is just slow down and try to find a way out of that, you know, murkiness. But it's hard to find, because, you know, what comes first, you know, the factory or the customer? Yeah, you know, the spending, and you know, corporate managers will say, well, we're not going to spend and invest until we see sales improve. And then, you know, the middle class says we can't spend until, you know,
right,
until wages go up.
Meanwhile, the wages are not going up. Exactly. When you talk to people and they say, when was the last time you had a decent raise or any kind of a raise? They may say, I don't know, 3-4 years ago.
Or longer.
Or longer.
In fact, if you take a look at what's happened over the past 3 or 4 years, the middle class has lost even more ground. It is an unvirtuous cycle, and that's what we somehow have to work through. I think that the system will work it through, but I worry a little bit now that 2015, 2016 are going to be kind of sluggish years, and my advice to investors is, you know, adjust your portfolios accordingly.
Yeah, that asset allocation.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I've often referred to you as kind of a financial winemaker. You have to put together the right mix, don't you?
I mean, a little bit
of this, a little bit of that.
You have to.
Bonds
and,
here,
and as
stocks,
you do with wine,
yeah,
you need quality.
Mm-hmm.
When the sun is shining and the weather is perfect for the vineyards, you know, you can buy a $10 bottle of wine and it tastes like a $40 bottle and you're fine.
Right.
But when
perfect day sitting out at the vineyards,
when the perfect days aren't there, then you got to go to quality. And that's where portfolios need to go, I think, over the next 2 years, to quality and to sectors of the economy that do well during, you know, times of some sluggishness. That's what I'm advising my my clients.
And where can people find out about what you do, Shelley?
Well, one good way is the BuckmasterShow.com website. Mm-hmm. Another good way is my own website, ShelleyFishman.com. And the third good way is just call me, 940-0884.
All right. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, I hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The car's bubbling over again.
Well, I can fix that.
No, Fester, we're going to take it to Perfection Auto Works. We want it fixed right the first time.
Yeah, Fester, don't you remember the last time you tuned up the car?
Yeah.
And the brake job you did?
Yeah.
Yes, my good man. We're taking the car to Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. Now, where are my keys?
You rang?
Ah, thank you, Thing.
Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly at Speedway, two blocks west of Craycroft, since 1994. 323-8650. Or visit our website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven woven rugs from around the globe. The Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847. To the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday edition. This portion brought to you by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Consider the arts and recreation-oriented historic community of Silver City for a great weekend getaway. Just 3 hours east of Tucson, that mile-high elevation makes for mild days and cool nights. So much to do, like exploring the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, great places to stay, like Agave Ridge Retreat and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. You can find out about the great places to stay and things to do by visiting their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. We continue now with our series looking at the candidates in the upcoming election. Today we are focusing on one of the three candidates in Legislative District 9, which includes the Midtown areas north of Speedway, east of Craycroft, the Foothills neighborhoods, Casas Adobas, Flowing Wells, and Sabino Canyon area. There are two incumbents, the incumbent Republican Ethan Orr, the incumbent Democrat Victoria Steele, and then challenger Democrat Dr. Randy Fries. Victoria Steele, state representative, joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Victoria, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm just fine. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks for asking. How is the campaign going, in your opinion?
Well, it's going very well. It's quite the competitive race, and it certainly does keep one busy. But I'm enjoying it, and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Victoria, first elected to the legislature in 2012, a professional mental health counselor who was a well-known radio and TV anchor here in the Tucson area. What are you putting, Victoria, at the top of the agenda as the campaign issues?
Well, first, we have to restore funding to our public education system. We have to get our schools back up and give our kids every opportunity that they can have. We also need to expand and grow our economy. Our economy is in trouble in Arizona. So those are the two big things. And quite frankly, that's what people want to talk about. When I go to the doors, that's what they want to know. Yeah, I need a better paying job. I need to have my economy growing. I need to have my kids in good schools. What are you doing for me? And that's what they want. That's what they deserve.
And I'm looking at your website. You say here on the website, the home page, all issues are women's issues.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. I mean, the other day I did get a question from someone, and they said, "Well, you're a woman, right?" And so you, and I said, "Well, yeah." Last time I checked, and they said, "Well, so you must really be big on women's issues." I said, "Yes." But that begs the question, what are women's issues? And so women's issues are transportation infrastructure funding. Women's issues are having a thriving economy. Women's issues are having a great public school system so that everybody's kids can have access to really high-quality education that's not dependent on how much money your parents make. And so that we can have a great, thriving university that still has international status as a world-class research center. Those are things that I think are women's issues. And we also deserve to be able to make equal money for the same work. So equal pay for equal work. And if at the face of it, at the base of all of that, we are not able to make our own health care decisions, then we don't have any equality at all.
Victoria, what are you going to do if you are reelected concerning this issue that will be really front and center for the 2015 session about what to do about solving the public education lawsuit that the state is facing, $330-some million, a judge says needs to go back to public education? Should that money be dealt with out of the rainy day fund?
Well, first of all, yes, we need to pay that back, and we need to do it now. We can find some of that money, start out with, in the so-called rainy day fund, and that's not really a surplus. That's the money that the state legislature took from education over the last few years. So that money belongs to the schools. We can also find more money by reviewing some of the tax breaks that we give to big out-of-state corporations, and we have to be able to do that. So there are a lot of different options that we have, but the thing that is key for me is keeping an eye on where we take this money from. Do we take it from the rainy day fund and look at closing some of the gaps in our tax system? And shoring that up, do we look at increasing revenues? I'm okay looking at all of those. I am not okay with taking that money out of the newly formed Department of Child Safety. I'm not okay with taking it away from our critical social safety net services that help our elders. We need to protect our elders, and we need to protect our children, those who are most vulnerable. That's one of the key components of being a state legislature, is to protect our families.
Victoria Steele is with us. Victoria is a state representative. She's involved in a very competitive three-way battle in legislative district number 9. And I think, Victoria, that most of the news folks feel that this has got to be one of the, certainly near the top of the list as far as most competitive districts. So it'll be very interesting to see how it all plays out. Do you get a sense when you go door to door that people are, that the number one issue, though, are the pocketbook issues? They're saying to you,
absolutely,
I haven't had a raise. I can't remember when I had a last raise, and I'm trying to figure out how to get by.
So we here in Arizona, we're watching as the rest of the nation is recovering and crawling out of the Great Recession. But Arizona's unemployment rate is still above the national average. Our poverty rate here in Arizona it's gone up for the last 3 years in a row. We are now at over 20% poverty rate. Only Mississippi and New Mexico have it worse. And our economy in Arizona is going in the wrong direction. The other day I visited with Michael McDonald over at the Community Food Bank, and he told me that in southeastern Arizona, nearly 1 in 3 children is living in poverty. That means we've got 1 out of every 3 kids in southeastern Arizona is going to bed hungry. That is not okay. The majority party in our legislature has been distracted with things that hurt Arizona's economy and hurt our image. And it ultimately, that hurts the people. And that's one of the things that I really want to continue addressing. And I think that I've done that. One of the things that I feel most proud of in my time working as a legislator is that I have truly learned how to work across the table. I've even taken my name off of bills that I brought to the legislature in order to get them passed, because it's not about my ego and it's not about claiming credit. It's about getting the job done for the people, and that's what I did. I helped pass Medicaid expansion. I helped replace the old dysfunctional CPS with the new Department of Child Safety that helped children and protect them from abuse and neglect. And I worked with all members of the legislature, Democrat and Republican, to help fund the mental health first aid training program that helps parents and teachers and coaches recognize and respond to a teenager who's in a mental health crisis. To me, that saves lives. Those are the things that I've been able to do. And had I not learned how to do this in a bipartisan way, working with everyone, none of those things would have happened as smoothly as they did.
All right, we're going to have to wrap it up.
All right.
I'm not going to have a chance to get to Dave's question. Came in a little late. It was about, I believe, something to do with impact fees that have raised his taxes. I don't know if you want to comment on that at all. That's not really a state issue, is it, the impact fees?
No, I think it's more of a county fee
it is a county issue.
Yep. But you know, I would give it a go, but it is more of a county issue.
All right. Victoria, where can folks find out more about you?
Well, you can check out my website, which is www.steelforhouse.com, steelforhouse.com.
Okay, Victoria Steele, thank you for spending part of your lunch hour with us. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Take care. Be right back with our arts report here on the Buckmaster Show. Margaret Regan of the Tucson Weekly will be with us right after this.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This week's arts report on Buckmaster, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown, Fox Tucson Theater, pleased to present one of Israel's most popular artists, David Broza. On Thursday, October 30th, he is celebrated worldwide for combining soulful lyrics with his wonderful guitar playing to create dynamic contemporary music. His songs include elements of everything from flamenco to rock. Broza's new album is East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem, produced by American Grammy winner Steve Earle, symbolically connecting adversaries through the power of art. It's a triumph of blending storytelling, humor, and heart-wrenching stories in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. To view the Fox Theater schedule, including David Broza on October 30th, Darlene Love on November the 2nd, and the Chasing Rainbows Gala with comedian Martin Short, November 16th, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. Margaret, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well, and I'm excited about checking out, first of all, your piece that's going to be in the Tucson Weekly, the upcoming edition about this, I guess we can call it blockbuster show that is going to be coming up at and is already opened at Tucson Museum of Art.
Yeah, well, I think blockbuster is the correct word, Bill. I went to the opening Friday night, and I have never seen the place so packed with people. But it is also packed with amazing art, mostly European art of 19th and 20th century, with some of the most famous names in the art world, even to people who don't really follow it. We have Matisse, we have Mary Cassatt, we have Picasso, we have Jackson Pollock, personal favorite of mine, Toulouse-Lautrec. It's a giant show, 120 works. It's a traveling show. It's moving on to Tulsa after Tucson. And it was brought to us by the Kastor Mokary Foundation. You've heard of Michael Kastor, who's well-known in the art scene in Tucson. He's a big donor to ATC. This collection was put together by his parents, who were Hungarians, who lived, approximately from, I think they died in the 80s and 90s, so, they were young people in the 20s. And they amassed this amazing collection of European art. Interestingly, their lives were upended by World War II. They were Hungarians, and they fled the country, and Michael told me at the opening the other night that his parents were involved with Raoul Wallenberg.
Oh, yeah.
You may recall as the Swedish diplomat who managed to save hundreds of Jews from Hungary by giving them visas and admitting them into Sweden to get them out of the clutches of the Nazis. So this couple lived through all this turmoil, but arrived in the United States and managed to amass this amazing collection.
Is this pretty well spaced out with the visual arts, with painting? They get into some prints and sculptures. So
yeah. Well, I would say it has an unusual number of sculptures, which is, interesting because they're so big and harder to store and collect. These people loved Rodin. And as you know, he was a late 19th century, early 20th century French sculptor who made cast bronzes of the human figure. And I think there are at least 8 Rodins in this show, which is pretty amazing in and of itself. The biggest piece is more than 6 feet tall. It's called Adam. And if you're familiar with the museum, it swirls around and around until what they call the well in the bottom floor. You can see it from all the upper levels, and then when you're down the bottom, they have placed this giant sculpture of Adam, and it's really very impressive and moving and, you know, just a beautiful depiction of the human body.
Do you like the way this show has been put together and laid out? Because let's face it, when you have so many superstars of the art world, it's the placement is so important in something like this.
Oh, I know. Well, the first room, you know, was dazzling for me as a former student of art history. Well, lifelong student of art history, I should say. The first room is just, you know, you get in there and there's all these big names in French art. But yeah, it's very nicely done. I'm going to have to go back and look at it again in person because I said the opening Friday night was so mobbed. But it's been beautifully installed by David Longwell, who's the art installer at the Tucson Museum of Art. I saw him at the opening. He told me he painted every single square inch of the of the museum walls for this show, and they also opened three other smaller shows. So he's been working lots of hours. And he tinted the walls a beautiful kind of gray-violet, which just goes perfectly with this artwork. But it is divided into different categories, you know, just sort of family and work. There's even a Diego Rivera painting from his European days. You may know that before he became such a sensation in Mexico in the 30s, he was a young artist who went to Paris like everybody else. And he did these European influence paintings. So he's got a little painting of there of Italian farm workers bringing in the hay. And one thing about this show that's really fun is that a lot of it is unexpected. So that's the Diego Rivera we see, not the Diego Rivera we expect of the massive figures that are very Mexican and folkloric. So the Jackson Pollock, you know, I mentioned that. They do have these Americans towards the end. They live near New York, and they started collecting American art as well. The Jackson Pollock is not like a Jackson Pollock we're used to seeing. It's not one of the big drip paintings. It's a little, it's a combination of paint and cut paper, and it has sort of primitive heads of the style that Picasso used to draw and kind of landscapes. So it's fun to see these artists. I'm sure these works are less expensive for collectors than their, you know, signal works. But it's interesting for us to see what these artists did at other times.
This show will be up through February 22nd. There's all sorts of companion lectures and specials going on. I guess there's one coming up early December for sure.
Yeah, Professor Paul Ivey is going to be lecturing on psychology and the figure, which is interesting because, as I mentioned, the show is all about the human figure, and you've never seen the human figure portrayed in so many different ways. And Paul Ivey is quite an entertaining lecturer. He lectures at MoCA Tucson also. He's at the U of A.
Well, I think it's interesting that it's very rare, of course, for all of us here in Tucson to have Matisse on display, and that this particular show is doing more of the kind of medium market cities. You mentioned going from Tucson to Tulsa. I think that's a wonderful opportunity for folks who can't make it over to the big city, so to speak, to see some of these pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good point. And apparently that is one of the main objectives of this foundation that was, you know, the legacy of the collection of these people. They founded it when they were still alive. And one of the goals of it is to bring art to smaller cities that don't normally see these big names. So good for them and good for us.
All right. Margaret Regan, Arts Editor, Tucson Weekly. The show is The Figure Examined, running through February 22nd at TMA, Tucson Museum of Art. We'll look for your piece in the upcoming Tucson Weekly. Thank you, Margaret.
You're very welcome, Bill.
This week's Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting the powerful and soulful, multi-talented Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Darlene Love, November 2nd, originally part of Phil Spector's Wall of Sound Hit Factory, and known for Billboard hits such as He's a Rebel, you remember that one, Ed, and Boy, the Boy I'm Gonna Marry, big hits for Love. Love is recognized for her solo releases and high-energy performances on film, stage, and concert tours. Darlene Love in concert Sunday, November 2nd. Also coming to the Fox Sunday, November 16th, the Chasing Rainbows Gala. The Chasing Rainbows Gala is the Fox Tucson Theater Foundation's main fundraising event to support the theater this year. The featured entertainer is star of stage and screen comedian Martin Short. So you can find out more information by visiting foxtucson.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by our friends at Culligan. Thank you, Culligan, all of our in-studio guests, and the host. Enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. We have more local talk coming up this afternoon, 4 to 5. Mike Shaw with For Tucson at 4, and then tomorrow morning, 3 hours of local talk with Chris and Joe, 6 to 8, and then the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. On behalf of Ed Alexander, who will be here bright and early tomorrow morning, I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.